from the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shiggold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Not bad.
Very good.
Yeah.
Bold Motts, headlines, conversation starters.
Yes.
For all those people not going to work today.
Yeah, maybe a conversation with yourself in the mirror.
Yes.
This morning.
Yes. Well, hopefully we'll be out of lockdown this time Wednesday morning.
That's right. Yeah.
With a bit of luck. I can't imagine why they'd extend it.
No.
With 11 cases.
Yeah.
And knowing the history of those 11 cases.
Yeah.
Coming in at number one of the top six at six, TikTok guy charged over Sydney anti-lockdown protest. That was our mate who clearly had an insider leaking in
yes.
the Sydney numbers.
Yeah. And was spotted at the illegal protests.
Well, with a megaphone.
In Sydney.
So he was quite active on the ground. He wasn't just a silent sort of protester.
And he posted it to his social media, I believe, too. So that's just silly.
And why is he called a comedian? Is he an actual
worker? I think he was doing a lot of content before all this, and this is just what sort of propelled him to.
But for old school comics like me, you know, we will only call someone a comedian if they've done stand-up
comedy.
Yeah,
I don't think he's doing stand-up now. I think he's a TikTok comedian.
So he's not a comedian.
No.
He's an amateur at best.
There's a few comedians in breakfast radio that you see thrown around.
Yeah, I know. But the old school guys, we know what a comedian is. And you don't get to call yourself a comedian unless you've done stand-up. Yeah. And, in fact, a lot of us won't let you call yourself a comedian unless you've done about 10 years of it.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The comedian boss is here.
Well, it just gets... I've heard some people called comedians and I think...
Yeah. Like who?
No, don't start him, boss.
Get a name.
Might be here a while. If he answers that question.
Larry Emder joins The Chase Australia tonight. Well, finally, Channel 7 stopped playing Andrew O'Keefe is all I can take from that.
He must have had a lot of shows in the can, Andrew O'Keefe.
Months. Yeah. Pretty much the whole of this year.
Mm.
So Andrew O'Keefe's finally been taken off Channel 7.
Well, Larry Emder's good.
Yeah,
Larry
he's a good
host. Larry will be
great. Yeah.
Larry's world class. Number three, dropped catch proves costly in Australia's loss to the West Indies in the second one-day international. I haven't watched a second of this.
I did not know it was on. That's the first I've heard of it.
Oh.
It's been that makes the series one all.
It's just been lost in the wash, hasn't it, with so much sport going on around the world.
I barely could keep up with the footy, so cricket is so far in the backseat.
Oh, totally. Number four, J-Lo shares pics with partner Ben Affleck from 52nd birthday bash.
Yeah, shared a kissing pic, full making out, on her own Instagram.
Oh, wow.
So I think this is a publicity stunt.
Really?
You
don't think this is two people who were in love who have come back together?
No, I think it's a publicity stunt.
I would prefer to think that it's two people who loved each other very deeply and went their separate ways and have now found their way back together.
Yeah. That would be
unlike
nice.
You.
Yeah,
it really is unlike that.
Yeah.
Where's the cynic gone?
Given some of my ideas about people in the outer suburbs that I took you through.
Oh, yeah.
Pre-show. Yeah. You enjoyed those, Matthew, when I was trying to get myself up and about for the show this morning.
Yeah, I'm glad you're not bringing them on air.
Look at her. Look at that. She's 52.
Oh, my God. She's older than me, and I don't look like that.
You could.
I could with hormone therapy.
Just a bit of moisturiser on your face.
Surgery.
Here they are.
I don't know how I'm going to tuck to get that tight downstairs.
Who posted that to their Instagram anyway? The kissing picture. Come on, J-Lo.
And where are his arms? It's like he's kissing her like that.
Yeah, he's not really touching her.
He's not really touching her. He's just put his arms through as if he was walking like a zombie.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Is this J-Lo's mouth? Number five, the Boomers begin quest for elusive Olympic medal. Did they beat Nigeria?
They did. It was tight for a little bit. Half-time it was on a knife's edge, but then Paddy Mills is just a superstar.
Isn't he?
And good news for the Boomers, the USA lost.
Did they?
They lost to France, so the gold is wide open.
Gee, they have not turned
slipped
up,
off.
Have they?
No.
Princess Diana's niece, Lady Kitty Spencer, shares a kiss with new husband, billionaire fashion tycoon, 62-year-old Michael Lewis, and she's 30.
Yes. She
looks... Stop! It's over.
Okay.
That's all we need. What's on the back page? Ba-ba-da-ba. What a weekend of sport. Super busy.
Oh,
yes.
What's happening in the wide world of Will?
Well, it'd be hard to ignore the Olympics, Troy.
And why would you bother, Will? I mean, the world is obsessed with them.
Australia claimed our first gold medal yesterday, of course. The 4x100 metre team, Bronte Campbell, Meg Harris, Emma McKean and Kate Campbell. And they were extraordinary. I'm not sure how many of this room saw it. You guys catch the world record?
I missed the world record.
Yeah, you should go back and watch it because it's extraordinary.
They won by 2 seconds, didn't they?
Yep, Emma McKean, 51.35, the fifth fastest time of all time in her leg. And they were the first team to ever break the 3-minute 30 benchmark. So it was as good a gold medal as you can possibly hope to kick off your Olympics with.
One of those Campbell sisters is only doing that race.
Yes, I believe that's Bronte's only race.
Right. Well, she's done well. She's now just on the sauce, hot and blokes. Her Olympics are over.
Being done after day three.
Now. Hosting karaoke nights in her room.
She probably has COVID now.
She's got COVID for sure, because I tell you what they're not doing at the Olympics, social distancing.
No.
I'm just seeing people hugging each other.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
gymnastics is just full of high fives and team hugs.
Very close.
But it, but at that point, yeah, you're going to be close. You're in a bubble together.
How are you going to be doing the wrestling? There's no social distancing there. Touching.
How do you do it on weekends?
I'll show you.
Meet you in the car park. Bed. 9:10, we'll lay a rug down.
This is like the video you showed us in the office before, Troy.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. I've seen some crazy videos in my life, but that was right up there.
I wanted to get you up and about for the start of a new week.
Certainly did. Certainly Australia, did.
Australia's Jack McLaughlin won a silver in the 400-metre freestyle. He was in the outside lanes with Tunisian Ahmed Hafanoui.
Yeah, let's talk about this bloke for a second, Will.
I'm happy to move on.
No, lane 8, Tunisian, sneaks into the final, then knocks 6 seconds off his PB to win gold.
That's amazing.
His PB from a year ago.
It doesn't matter when his PB was. No one in the history of elite sport has knocked 6 seconds off a PB. And I only mention this, and I am certainly not making any allegations. Right. Let me be very, very clear about that.
Okay.
I had heard a conversation leading into these Olympics that they may be the dirtiest Olympics of all time.
Ah.
Because WADA testing has really just fallen through the floor over the last 12 or 14 months.
Ah, because of COVID.
I want to be very clear that I'm not suggesting this Tunisian bloke is involved in any of that.
Right. No,
what I am
not.
Suggesting, though, it seems impossible to knock 6 seconds off your PB. That's all I'm saying. I mean, if people put two and two together, that's up to them.
Quite an achievement.
It's worth acknowledging Brendan Smith became Australia's second ever medalist in the 400-metre individual medley. He,
great swim.
He became a bronze medalist. He was really behind the pack.
He fought back, didn't he?
The second 50-metre freestyle leg was stunning from him.
Yeah.
And quickly, other Olympic events. Jess Fox has started really well. She's ranked second and first in her two respective heats for canoe and kayak.
Yeah.
The Boomers, as I said, they beat Nigeria. Mills scoring 25 points there. Hockeroos and Kookaburras are both off to winning starts, which is good. They're both right in the picture for a gold medal. Ash Barty, that's the disappointing one from yesterday.
Yeah, she's
knocked out.
It's hard to stay up and about for as long as those elite tennis people do.
Yeah, hard court isn't her specialty. Mm. An unseeded Spaniard knocked her out of the Olympics, unfortunately. She's still alive in the doubles. And the Olyroos, after their shock win against Argentina, they went down to heavyweights Spain in the 80th minute, which was disappointing, but their campaign is still alive. Mm. Lots on today. We'll cover it in the Olympics later on. Do we have time for a bit of footy? We've got to start wrapping up. Well, quickly, Essendon lost to the Giants last night at the Gold Coast, slipping to a 13-point loss. It means that the Bombers are now ninth on the ladder and the Giants have catapulted into the top eight. Geelong have solidified their premiership credentials and Richmond's premiership defence looks in tatters after a 38-point loss to the Cats at the MCG, and it means that they're going to struggle to make the finals now. And Sydney's Lance Franklin, the Swans got up over Fremantle, but he might be under a bit of MRP scrutiny. And he had a swinging elbow to the face of Luke Ryan. Hopefully, it's only a week. I think that's going to be the minimum. But his 1,000 goals might be in a bit of trouble.
Why?
Because he's going to miss a week and there's only so much footy left to be played this year.
But he's going around again next year, isn't he?
He probably will. I should have said that, yeah. 1,000 goals this season looks unlikely.
That wasn't much in it. I mean, I get that he elbowed a bloke in the face, but geez. It's weak for that football.
The contention is that he switched the footy from his left hand to his right hand and then swung with the left. So it was a bit premeditated, I think, is what people are suggesting.
Perhaps, yes. Yeah. No, now that you've put it that way, it looked like he was just trying to sort of give himself a bit of room.
Yep.
I don't know why I'm trying to defend him.
No, I don't.
Wide word of will. The Marty Shergold Show. Mucking around.